hunger. It's only in the last year, really, that I've allowed myself to think about it, about what it might have been actually like there. I've permitted myself to read, and once, late, past midnight, to view photographs posted on the internet. Stark black and whites, three of each person, one from each side, one full front. Although I was not allowed to stop and examine them closely, some details were inescapable. A woman's wiry hair, matted into a halo around her head, as though she had just been used to mop the floor. Fear, thinly disguised as intellect, peering shadow-like through wire-rimmed spectacles, fear bursting beneath a black silk bosom, fear in every eye that catches mine. They know. They all know. The photographs I was looking for were not posted. Perhaps there was no time for foolery and cameras on that day. With each morsel of knowledge I gain, my hunger grows. I've never been able to throw even a potato skin away, but now the pots of leftovers in the fridge whisper insistently to me in the night. I stumble into the kitchen not an hour after dinner and gorge myself on cold pasta, congealed beans, a sandwich with questionable mayonnaise which has been to a picnic at the river and back and spent a week in repose wrapped in sandy tin foil on the second shelf, pink slices of ham, the flesh tearing as I hastily extract them from the plastic encasing, explaining as I push the soft folds into my mouth to the air that it is allowable to break kosher in cases of emergency. The more I know, the more I need to atone, to stuff my gullet round my body into curves and counter curves. I'm doing it now, I tell you. I'm eating a bagel as I write, the seeds dripping onto the paper, cream cheese smudging the corner as I turn the page, plate resting on the hill of my belly, eating as if sheer gluttony were the antidote to starvation. I bought half a dozen this morning, and the three that are left are calling to me, plaintively twining their poppy-seeded fingers through the razor wire, begging.